What about the altar? What about the prayer room? Oh, you're not gonna help me, are you? Don't talk to me about the financial mess. God equipped us with what it's gonna take to overcome it. What about offering time? We can't just let the offering plate go by us and throw a dime and a nickel in it. We can't leave the altar area. We can't leave it open and vacant. We can't afford to have church and pastor close his Bible and pray a dismissal prayer and everybody go home. We can't afford to shut the prayer rooms down. We can't afford to turn the buses off. Are you hearing me, somebody? The church is predestined to win, but we've got to engage the weapons that God has given us. Don't talk to me about the emerging church. I got something greater than the emerging church. I've got a pastor in my life. Don't talk to me about the deceivers amongst us. I'm going to make some of you upset here, and I don't understand this. But my response to that is, thank God for the voice of a prophet. Thank God for a prophetic voice. Oh, the heaviness. What about worship service? Don't buy into that lie, that depression that's come against your church is going to destroy it. You need to wake up and understand that the Bible said, I'll give you a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You're doing more than clapping your hands. You're doing more than doing a jig. You're driving that devil of depression out. I know where I'm at, but I don't buy into this phony baloney that talking in tongues one time's enough to get you through. I got news for you. The only way we're going to get through the weak times that we're living in and all of the temptation that's coming against us, you better get your Bible and open up and read it. God's equipped this church so that we can be predestined to win. He said when you talk in tongues, you edify yourself. We can combat weakness. We just got to get people that'll get in the spirit. We just got to get young people that know how to pray in the Holy Ghost. We got too many people talking on the phone and not talking in tongues. You can help me or just stand there and look like a tree full of hoot owls. It's the truth. I said we got too many people talking about their problems and emailing about their problems. Well, The church is being overloaded with trouble. Is she gonna make it? Yeah, she's gonna make it if you get your nose out of Facebook and get your face in the book. Yeah, the church is gonna make it. Talk to me about the things that's breaking the church up when this thing just sits up on your shelf and gathers dust. Oh, the church is dealing with darkness. Let me remind you, if you'd familiarize yourself with this book, it's more than just a collection of fairy tales. It said, Lord, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. My God, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to convince some young people that the enemy's convinced. I'm trying to reconvince you. I'm trying to tear some stuff out of your mind. Your church is not going to stay little. Your church is not going to stay small. Your church is not going under. It's on its way up. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. I don't know why I keep coming back to this. But young person, you need to understand whose side God's on. And it's not the rebellious reprobates. So you know what God's going to do? I'm prophesying to you right now. You ready? I want you to go home and look for it because it's going to happen. It ain't got nothing to do with marks. It's got everything to do with Jesus. But you go home and get your head up because God's